Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, everyone, all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Kathy is with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Well, I'm really well, Kathy. You know, it's we've had some snow, and we had a great little fire drill a couple days ago in the middle of the night. Power went out, and so what that means to us at the farm, we haven't had much sunlight to generate much electricity. So we're in a position kind of like everybody else, where our battery bank was low. And we have an electric bench charger that keeps the cows from gorging themselves on the winter's supply of hay. And so the electric fence is a requirement for us. That the snow was so heavy. And we had about 10 inches of snow. And it piled up on every twig, every branch, every limb of every tree, about 4 inches high. And I've never seen snow collect like that. And a lot of times snow will land on the trees and not stick. Well, this stuck and stuck and stuck, and it piled up. And so the weight, I guess, of all the snow took down the grid in our area, which at this time we've been dependent on because we haven't had much sunshine to generate our own electricity. So solar power is great as long as the sun's shining. Well, they've been spraying and they've been occluding the sun. It's just been miserable. So we lost power, and what I'm trying to share with the class, it's a big problem. If you have food in your freezers, if you have a well, you know, your electric well, water well, that's a problem. Our cows in the wintertime drink from a well when they're in certain paddocks. And so no water, no electricity, no heat. It was 51 degrees in the house. And, of course, we have this wood stove, but the wood stove has a circulator pump that requires electricity to run. So we have everything that we need in order to maintain the system. We have a generator and we have diesel fuel and those kinds of things to keep it running. But what I decided to do was let's see what happens and let's see when the grid comes back on. So immediately with rechargeable flashlights, we went to the breaker panels and we shut off everything. Because when the power comes on, there are a whole bunch of electric motors. You know, pretty much everyone has a refrigerator or a freezer, a refrigerator and freezers and other devices. And when these electric motors power up, when the grid gets turned back on, it creates a massive, massive spike in electricity, which can damage your equipment. So, and then it's unstable. It's unstable when it first comes on. And that's exactly what happened. It was unstable. And so what we did was we rode out the powering up to the grid, and it took several hours for the grid to straighten out. Now, how do I know? Because I have one circuit on the breaker that I can look at the grid and keep everything else off the grid by shutting off the breakers. And I was watching the electricity spike up and down and up and down, and I was looking at the bar graph on the constant voltage or voltage regulator, continuous voltage regulator transformers, and I could see it spiking up and down and up and down. It was brutal. on the equipment, and the relays and the voltage regulation equipment were clicking, 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 clicking. So, and I saw a compact fluorescent light, which we use as a nightlight for D.B. Cooper, so she can see at night, so she doesn't feel she's all alone. The compact fluorescent light got really, really bright. I mean, 2x bright. And then, boom, the power failed. So I saw it in motion, real time. And what I'm trying to say, class, is, you know, if you have a farm and you have, and it's freezing cold outside, that's the time when you don't want your electricity to fail, and that's the time when it does, pretty often. So the chickens, we have them in a chicken house, and it's got multiple layers of wrapping on top of the chicken house to keep it semi-insulated. So they were able to weather the storm without the heat lamp or heat lamps. So it's a challenge. This lifestyle is a challenge. Whereas if you live in an apartment, you just kind of wait it out. But we have lives that are dependent on our actions, like the animals, and everybody got through it. So I just want to share with the class, are you prepared? Now, you know that the Finelli family is darn prepared. But even we have problems with focusing on preparedness all the time. And we've been doing this for years. So the point is, are you ready for that kind of an outage? Will it interrupt your life? Is it life-threatening? And are you prepared for it? And what I'm seeing, Kathy, in class, is I'm seeing generators for sale on the internet, on those internet sites like Craigslist. I can't believe how many generators are for sale. And this is the time when people will be using them. Are they broke? And are they selling generators because, well, they've got gum in the carburetor, or the carburetors are ruined because of the ethanol in the fuel and they don't know how to fix them? Is that the problem? And people are just saying, well, it doesn't work, it won't start, so let's just sell it. Is that what's going on? Or do they think they don't need them? This is the time when you do need them. Kathy, any comments about what I've been saying?
Well, you were talking about carburetors in the generator. That's exactly what one of our neighbors got rid of one. We found out after the fact. And he goes, well, I started it up initially, but then I hadn't run it in a couple of years, and I just assumed it was broke, and he got rid of it. So I don't, that I think is very true, but, you know, thinking about you with all your animals in the water, just the water alone, and, you know, in your house being 51 degrees, that's pretty cold then. So, and I feel, you know, we had the same thing. I don't think I sent you any pictures, but we had 2 days. We had beautiful blue skies, and then there was 2 days of them spraying. And that was one day last week, and we had cloudy, gray, and we got snow yesterday. It was real heavy. I went out, shoveled the back patio on the steps to be able to get out the back door, let the dog out. But it was heavy. I mean, you could barely lift a small shovel full. I know exactly what you're saying, but we didn't get as much. I think we got 5 inches. So it did knock any. We didn't have any power outages here, but. I know what you're saying, Vince, and I mean, there's nothing more, there's not the ability to wake somebody up when you have to go through it. And I did go through a horrible ice storm that knocked down the power lines and took out transformers. I think we went 4 days and with small children. So that wakes you up, so you never want to be in that position again. So I hope people will take heed to what you're saying.
Yeah, and class, you might want to consider buying one of these inexpensive used generators if you're mechanically inclined and if you're handy with engines. And typically the problem is going to be that the person used it and put it away with gasoline in the tank, with ethanol and the gasoline and the carburetor shot. And so for very little money, you can take the carburetor apart, maybe clean it. If you have an ultrasonic cleaner, you can disassemble the carburetor. And for any rubber parts, don't put them in an ultrasonic cleaner. Like a Viton tip, V-I-T-O-N, tip on the needle and seat, which regulates the flow of gasoline in the fuel bowl of the carburetor. Don't put that Viton tip in. It will become obliterated in an ultrasonic cleaner. But the brass parts and the aluminum parts, and the plated steel parts, they all will work fine in the ultrasonic cleaner. Gaskets will be obliterated, so don't put any gaskets in there, rubber seals, those kind of things. You can clean the carburetor in many cases and reassemble it. And can you make gaskets? Yeah, you can. You can. You can buy some gasket material at the big box auto stores, and you can hammer out a gasket. So, or you can trace out the gasket and cut out a new gasket, depending on the type of gasket, the size of the gasket, and what the gasket's for. But you can make your own gaskets with gasket material. You can buy it typically like a 12-inch wide roll, 24 inches long. Comes in a rolled-up tube, and you can buy it for maybe $4, $5, $6. And that's what we do. We have the gasket material, and we bang out gaskets. And literally what you can do is you can trace it with a pencil, you know, the outline of the gasket and where the holes are, and you can punch the holes with a paper punch. Or you can take a ball-peen hammer in many cases. If the metal, that the flange, for example, has sharp edges, you can use a ball-peen hammer. Hold the gasket material against the flange that you're making a gasket for, and just tap with the ball end of a ball-peen hammer and use that to actually cut the gasket material. It will literally identify where the holes are. It'll punch the holes. It will cut around all the edges of a sharp-edged flange. Works great. So I use fingernail scissors, those curved fingernail scissors. I use the straight surgical scissors, you know, these small, delicate scissors, for cutting precision gaskets, and sometimes I use a ball-peen hammer. So those are the thoughts, and then make sure the gaskets, all the holes are there, you know, when you're done making the gasket. So, you know, we don't have all the gaskets that we need, but we have gasket paper to make most of the gaskets that we need. So just a thought. Kathy, there's an article. Class, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things today. These are a bunch of tips from 5-Minute University, lessons from 5-Minute University, the unfinished, unpublished, unavailable book that I'm working on. And one of them is desulfators, battery desulfators. We've talked about that in the past. So if you have a lead-acid battery and it's sluggish, it doesn't have the current that it needs to do the starting of your engine, what you can do is you can put a desulfator on it. And a desulfator literally pulses, pulse, a high voltage, low amperage, high voltage through the battery to blast away the sulfate layer on the lead plates of a lead acid battery. But I watched some YouTube videos, and people are saying, do they work? And some people said, they don't work. Really? Well, actually, they do work in many cases, but not all cases. So if you have a battery that is physically damaged, one that has been discharged, severely discharged, they call it a dead battery, and it's out in the cold, freezing weather, and it freezes at 32 degrees or below, and the plates of the lead-acid battery buckle, you're not going to be able to fix it. A desulfator can't fix a mechanical issue like broken, warped, buckled lead plates in a battery. But if it's just weak and it has not been mechanically damaged by freezing, what you can do is you can put a battery charger on it, like a 1 or 2 amp battery charger, and the desulfator. So you're charging it while you're desulfating it. But you don't want to charge it quickly. You just want like 1 or 2 amperes. And it will pulse and pulse, because what happens is the desulfator uses the electricity in the battery to desulfate the battery. So if you have a dead battery or almost dead, you don't have enough current to desulfate it. But if you add a charger to it, then you do. And you leave it on for a day, take it off for a day, leave it on for a day, cycle it like that, you'll probably be able to fix your battery.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, one of the points of that lesson about desulfators is, number one, they do work. But you have to make sure that the battery isn't destroyed before you try to desulfate it. So you can feel the edges, the width of the battery case. You can feel it with your hands. You can take one your left hand and your right hand and feel simultaneously the sides of the case. Okay, the width, not the length, the width from top to bottom. And if it has a middle-aged spread, like a bulge, yeah, it's busted. It has been frozen, and you're not going to be able to fix it. So, but if the case has not bulged out in the middle, going from top to bottom on the sides, then you have a chance of being able to fix that battery. Of course, check the electrolyte level, see if it has caps that you can take off, and wear protective eyewear, and only use distilled water to top a battery off. Never add acid. Never add battery acid if the battery is low. Because the only thing that leaves, the acid doesn't leave the battery. Only the water in the acid leaves the battery. So if you replenish the water with distilled water, you have to use distilled water or you'll damage your battery. And if you do that, you'll probably be able to recover some of its charging and storage capacity with a desulfator. That might take 15 days, on a day, off a day, on a day, off a day, but you have to keep the charge on it. Otherwise, you're going to kill the battery by the desulfator draining the battery while it's desulfating. So they do work. And I guess the other point is, just because someone can stumble through a YouTube production doesn't mean they know what they're talking about. It doesn't. It just means that they were able to stumble through a YouTube video. Kathy, any comments?
I agree, and I think you get a sense, Vince, when you watch them, people that really know what they're doing. And, I mean, I watch cooking ones, I've watched sewing, just different things. And you just get a sense of who's been doing it for a while. And I think you need to, like you said, Vince, you need to kind of figure out, like, some people really may not know what they're doing all the way. Maybe they know 80% of it, but they missed a critical part, and that's why it's not working. So, yep, I think you got to be judicious in your thoughts watching them.
Yeah, Kathy, I was thinking one of the things that we could talk about today, if you'd like, is we talk about taxes and preparing your own income taxes, your state and federal taxes, as compared to having someone at one of those big tax names prepare for you. So, for example, if you go to the Chinese factory out, you see these little booths. And I mean just barely big enough to get your knees in there. And there's a tax preparer, and then you get a chance to sit there, and you tell them that you want to prepare your taxes for you, and you pay them for doing that. And so the question is, are they going to do a good job? And number one, the design is to get your tax prepared quickly, kind of like those automotive oil change places, you know, get you in and out quickly. But does that mean it gets done completely? Does it mean it gets done to your best benefit? And I submit to you, if it's done quickly, no matter what it is, whether it be surgery or having your house built in a week, if it's done quickly, it's going to be lacking in some attention to detail, for sure. So if you're wondering what is required for those people who prepare taxes for those big-name tax companies, you know, was it specialized in taxes? Well, one of them, and this is HRBlock.com. Have you ever heard of HR? It's called H&R Block. They have an income tax course. And the income tax course consists of 60 hours of comprehensive tax topics. 60 hours. 60 hours. It takes me longer to prepare our tax return than 60 hours. Okay? These are guys who are being trained in 60 hours to prepare your tax return. This is like going to school for 60 hours. Now, if you think about it, people used to have jobs, and they used to have a job where they'd work 40 hours a week. That'd be 9 to 5 with an hour for lunch. So a week and a half of that, and they're ready to prepare your taxes. One of the most complicated things that a person can undertake. And they're going to learn how to do it, and how to smile, and how to charge you, and how to key in entries in an application on a computer. And they're going to say, 60 hours is, and you've got the knowledge to do that? I don't believe it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. More economic news today. The U.S. fourth quarter gross domestic product report will offer an idea of the economy at the end of the year, in which consumers and businesses face the highest inflation in 40 years. And a very fast rise in interest rates. The 3 months from October to December capped a year of economic cool down. Last year, consumers spent at a slower pace, employers pulled back on hiring, and the housing market weakened. An asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whiz past the Earth on Thursday night, one of the closest such encounters ever recorded. NASA insists it will be a near miss with no chance of the asteroid hitting Earth. NASA said Wednesday, this newly discovered asteroid will zoom 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America. That's 10 times closer than a portion of the communication satellites circling overhead. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wrong. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watch it. Oh, no, it's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I think I just heard the bottom 8 hour news. The term economic cool down. I remember reading a lot of economic textbooks, and I don't think that term is in any of them. And so that's I guess current slang for the economy's not doing so well. And I believe I heard that we have the highest inflation in 40 years. So no kidding. And we said that it was coming. We said there would be hyperinflation, and here it is. That's one of the topics that we're going to talk about today. But just going back to that H&R Block website, so to become a H&R Block's tax preparer, they require you to take this course, and they charge you for the course. And the course is 60 hours of comprehensive tax topics. And so you learn tax theory and current tax law and filing practices. step-by-step, you learn step-by-step skills to prepare tax returns and client communication skills and techniques. So they're going to tell you how to communicate with the clients that pay you to do tax services should they hire you. So just because you take this course doesn't mean you're going to get hired. They have some kind of an interview process. But it is not required that you have a GED or a diploma. They don't require that. But you have to be 18 years of age or older to attend the course. So what I'm saying is here you have someone who may not have had a business, who may not have had accounting classes, who has taken the course and passed the course and passed the interview and becomes a tax preparer. I'm saying that if you don't read Publication 17, that's free from the IRS, if you don't prepare your own income taxes, you are probably paying too much in income taxes. Because no one is more interested in your wallet than you are. Nobody's more interested in your wherewithal than you are. So who's going to protect your wherewithal more than you are? Well, probably nobody. So my suggestion for you is that you do what we do at our household, and that is we read Publication 17 every single year. We play by the rules. We use their rules to our best advantage, because if you don't, you're not paying attention. You really need to know the rules. And the rules are free. The IRS says, here's the rule book. Here's what you can deduct. Here's what you can't. And so you start your own business. And you take your hobby, what you love to do, what you're passionate about, and you turn that into a business. And then you can take all kinds of legitimate tax deductions, legal tax deductions that are in the tax code. And why would you not want to do that? I don't know. I can't imagine not doing that. I can't, class, if you had a blog and you wanted to evaluate products, you could start a business and you could say, well, yeah, I'm going to try to get some advertisers for this blog and I'm going to evaluate some products. I'm going to buy them, and the purpose is to teach those who pay attention to the blog about, do your own consumer report. That's what I'm saying. So you look at ballpoint pens. Which ones measure up to your standards? And you report on that. So now you try a whole bunch of ballpoint pens, and all of them are tax deductible because that's the business you're in, evaluating products. And you look at paper and pencils and desks and computers and whatever else you want to evaluate in your blog, and they become tax deductible because that's what you're doing. Your business is evaluating products. It could be tires, it could be tire patches, it could be air compressors, it could be engine oil, it could be anything that you want to evaluate. That's your business. If that's what you choose to be your business. So what I'm saying is you can have lots of tax deductions. Lots of them, and they're all legitimate. Or you could not have your own business and pay an extraordinary amount of taxes like the GDP. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, I think there's some other, benefits like what you're saying. And first of all, I think you have your own privacy if you do your own rather than taking them out somewhere else. My husband's been doing ours for a long time. He actually took the course. I can't remember why. I don't know if work offered it or something. And anyway, he's been doing it. He's done quite a few of our family and children and a few friends. He's helped them. But one of the things he does is he tries to prepare it as early as possible so that if there is a refund, that he gets it back, because he's had some situations where some people have waited, and they've had to wait then for a long time for the refund to come back. So if you are going to do your own, but he does the same thing. He reads over all the changes, and he prepares them early. And then I think the other thing he kind of is able to look at, like, where the benefit is at the most. Is there capital gains? And what about donations? Those kinds of things. And so I agree with you, Vince. I think that some of the tax preparing software, from what he said, will talk you right through it step by step. And he said that it's really not that hard. So I encourage people to do it.
Okay. Kathy and class, we have tried those tax preparation software that you can get, you know, at the big box store and, you know, TurboTax, and we don't do them. We don't use that anymore. And the reason is, all it really does is add, subtract, multiply, divide, and use tables to put numbers in boxes. And I use literally paper and pencil, literally, and a calculator, a desktop calculator. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, something the size of a phone where I type in with my finger. I'm talking about a calculator that you can use your whole right hand, a desktop calculator, full size. And that's what I do. And I write the numbers, and I look at the numbers. And the thing about preparing taxes on your phone, filing them on your phone, you can do that if you have a smartphone, but you can only see one small screen at a time. You can't see the whole picture. So what I have is I have the publication 17. It's free from the IRS. You can go to, you can just type in PUB space 17 and hit enter on the search engine. It'll take you right to the IRS.gov. You can download the publication, and you can either read it on your computer screen, or you can read it, you know, print the applicable sections out on paper. And what I do is I print it out, and I write notes on the paper so that when I would get called by or notified by the IRS that they want to spend some time with me, I have all my notes. I am ready for the audit before I send it in. I've got all my notes, all my receipts, everything's organized, and I cannot, if I had a smartphone, I couldn't do it on a smartphone because I can't see the whole picture. I can only see a little tiny window of a picture. I can't see the whole picture. So I spread out. I use a large surface. I've got documents, receipts, everywhere, and I go step by step by step. And what I may find out is, as I go through step number 18, whatever that might be, I might say, shoot, you know what? I think in step number 6, I can change the numbers because I have more documentation that will apply to step number 6, and that will increase the amount I would get back or decrease the amount I would pay. So, you know, those are some things that you can do, but you can't do that very easily if you're using your phone, because if you use the IRS's app, you can't really see the whole picture. So I like to spread it out, and some people like to file early, you know, get theirs in and out early. Those are some people that, you know, need the money that they've overpaid. I try to make sure I don't overpay. I try to make sure that the estimated tax that I send in is pretty accurate, but a lot of times it's a little low. It's a little lower, or but it's close. It's real close. And if I have to pay, I want to wait till the last second to pay. Okay? So what I literally do is, I know the IRS is ramping up their employees, the number of employees to handle all these tax returns. So they're expecting that most people are going to send theirs in on April 15th. That's the general due date. Well, I don't want to disappoint them, and I send mine in on April 15th. Now, if I had something really easy and it wasn't complicated, I might send it in, you know, early. But in my case, I just want to join the ranks of everybody else that sends them in on the 15th. We've got Arjun in West Virginia. Arjun, welcome. You want to talk about how to fix a floor?
Good morning, Wes. Good morning, Kathy. Yes, definitely. I wanted to learn about, like, if you have like holes in your floor, So uh-huh. The thing that I'm wondering is that would this be a right approach? That, like, you know, like, I don't want to, you know, like, it's like too much of work to actually, you know, like, take out the existing subfloor and like with the hammer and then like put like those new 8x4 those new subfloors that comes, you know, that you can buy in Lowe's, Home Depot, you know, like they put those plywood floors there. So I'm thinking that, like, would this be a good approach from my side? If there are lots of, let's say, there are lots of holes in the floor, I just, on the existing floor, I just put the new subfloor and I just hammer it in. you know, like on the existing floor.
Okay. Let's talk about these holes. Let's talk about these holes. So how big are the holes?
They can be 1 feet. Holes can be 1 feet. There are some of the holes that are 1 feet. That big, you know, like in the diameter. 1-2 feet also.
Arjun, is this flooring, subflooring? So first you have the floor joists. Typically on the East Coast they'd be like 2x8, 2x10, something like that. And on top of that, you would have subflooring, which could be plywood. It could be something called Avantech, which is a composition board that's 4-foot by 8-foot sheets. So are you talking about plywood that has holes in it that's 1 or 2 feet long?
Yes, the plywood one.
All right. And how are the floor joists? Are they weak or are they strong enough?
I didn't go down, didn't crawl to look at them, and I wanted to avoid that, just because there is a lot of work with this, just so that I was taking a workaround, just put new stuff on top and just hammer it in.
I'm with you. So it sounds to me like you don't want to replace the whole floor. Is that right? You just want to fix part of it?
I would like to, let's say there is a 800 square feet, area. So I want to put the whole flooring on top of, the new flooring on top of this one, for the whole area.
All right. I'll tell you what I would consider doing. So typically in the East Coast, the flooring is on top of floor joists. So the subfloor is on top. And the floor joists are probably 16 inches on center. That means if you were to measure the center of a floor joist to the center of the adjacent floor joist, it'd be 16 inches apart. What you can do, and what I think I would consider doing, is taking a circular saw. And I would use a square, which is it'll take us a few minutes to go through this, but we'll be right back, I'll tell you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, Kathy's with us, and Arjun called in. He's working on his house in West Virginia. He's got some holes in the floor, holes big enough to fall through, and he wants to fix them. So, Arjun, let me ask you this very quickly. So why are the holes there? Is this water damage?
No, this is not water damage. It existed, you know, like it has existed, you know, like for some time, you know, like from the beginning. So it has been there for some time, yeah.
Okay, so you have holes that are like 1 foot by 2 feet, something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so here's what I would recommend. First, you have to fix the holes in the floor. And before you put some flooring on top of it or another layer of flooring on top. So there's something called a framing square. Framing, F-R-A-M-I-N-G. Then the word square, two words. And it's shaped like an L. It's a piece of metal that's shaped like a big L. And it is 16 inches by 24 inches long. So one end of the L, the short end, is 16 inches, and the long side of the L is 24 inches. And it's marked in inches. And it's literally a 90-degree angle. So you can make a perfect square with this framing square. So what I would do is I would find exactly where the center of the floor joists are, and I'd use a framing square to mark through the center of where I want to cut. I'm going to make a patch, if you will, for the floor. So I would take a framing square, and I would have a perfectly rectangular section that I'm going to cut out. And I'd mark that with a pencil, heavy line with a pencil using the framing square. Then I would take a circular saw, 7 1/4 inch, circular saw. And I, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned, and I like the kind that are less expensive and more durable, that you plug them into an outlet. And a 7 1/4 inch circular saw is a common saw. And it cuts through 2x4s and 2x6s and 2x8s and plywood. It'll do the whole job. So I would get one of those if you don't have one. You can buy one used it on Craigslist or something like that. Or you can buy a new one for, let's say, $50. And so the framing square is going to cost about $10, and circular saw about $50, and you mark exactly what you're going to cut. Now you save when you cut, you cut it such that you're going to put the patch that's rectangular such that you can nail it onto the existing floor joists. Okay? So you don't want to cut, you want to cut through the middle part so it's supported by the floor joists on each side of the patch. So I put the patch in, and the patch would be exactly the same thickness as your existing subfloor. Then once you get these patches in, then I would consider putting another floor on top of that, another floor on top of it. But you might find out that you don't need to put another, you know, 800 square foot floor on top of your existing subfloor. You might find out that it's okay with the patch. You with me?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, if you want to send me some pictures, take some pictures and email them to, you know, me at, you know, at the address instructor at USA Prepares. I'll be glad to take a look at them and tell you what my thoughts are and call you back. But that's what I would do. I think what you're finding out is that home ownership is the beginning of the purchase of a bunch of tools, like a circular saw, like a quality hammer. So those are two of the tools that are going to be in your toolkit, the framing square and the circular saw, and you're going to need a level. And that was one of the lessons that Kathy and I were going to talk about from 5-Minute University today. So years ago, like 17 years ago, I needed a level. And I went to the only tool place that I could find in this area, and that was Harbor Freight. And so they had a bunch of 4-foot levels hanging on the display rack. And they had some 2-footers, some 6-footers. But I was looking at the 4-foot levels because that's the most useful in most cases. And I wanted to see if the levels were actually level. And right next to the levels where the display was, this was in an older building, they had these posts that held up the roof, going straight up from the floor, concrete floor, all the way up to the roof, to the ceiling. And I figured, well, whoever put them in probably put them in level. So I took one level off the shelf and checked to see if the post that was used to build the building that Harbor Freight was in, this old building, was level. And it wasn't. So I turned the level around. So I kept the top of the 4-foot level pointing up, and I checked the other side. And what happened was it looked like this column was not plumb. It wasn't completely vertical. It was off. So I turned the level upside down. I took the part that was at the bottom, and I made that the top, and I checked it again. What I found out was the levels, all except for one level, was cockeyed. All the levels that they were selling were wrong. So if you built with them, it would look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It would be, whatever you're trying to make level or plumb would be off. Your whole building would be off. So I found only one level that was actually level. And all the levels other than that said that the column was not plumb. And it was plumb. So you're going to need to test your level to make sure it's actually level and plumb. All right, we'll be right back. And Arjun's with us, Kathy's with us. And Arjun, did you have some more that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, Arjun.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.